This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, no Wayne Allyn Root tonight.
Well, yes, that's not true. He is going to come in.
What am I talking about? He's going to come in at 8 o'clock. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in, again, for the first 2 hours. I mean, where have you been? Where you been, man? I've been missing you. I've been missing you in the worst way. I think it's been about, maybe a month or so since we last got a chance to talk. But again, I am honored to be back filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root, who, again, will be back on tonight at 8 o'clock. So he comes back at 8. I'm going to fill in for the first 2 hours. I also get a Friday shift out of the deal in one day next week. So thank you very much again for listening and staying along for the ride. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK. And again, we'll take phone calls throughout the first 2 hours for sure. Wayne will come back ready and fired up. I had a whole bunch of different things that I wanted to talk about tonight. I mean, I was running the gamut from nationalism to immigration to Acosta, and I'll get to all of it. But I did want to start with nationalism. And I'm not really sure exactly how far Wayne had gone with this. But, you know, you follow. You guys are listening right now. You follow the news. You know what's happening. You get it. Trump says something. The media jumps on it. The media turns it immediately into a racial thing. And, you know, as far as the support of Donald Trump, I mean, Wayne is way, way up here. And I'm, like, down here somewhere. Not way down here, but I mean, I support the president. There's some things he does that I sometimes cringe at. But, I mean, Wayne is way up here. And I'm somewhere in the middle. Some things, like I said, doesn't necessarily sit right with me all the time, but I'm sick and tired. I am getting to the point now where I am sick and tired of the media getting all over Donald Trump every single time he says something when there is zero, and I mean zero, racial inflection or connotation to whatever he says. If you say to somebody, that's a stupid question, that's not racist. That's just a stupid question. If somebody asks you a question that you think doesn't make any sense, isn't worth the time that actually you spoke to do it, well, guess what? He has the right to say it's stupid. It doesn't matter what color of skin you are. It doesn't matter. So when they try to spin and put Donald Trump in the corner as far as these racial things that aren't there, these dog whistles, which I cannot stand that word, that phrase. I can't stand that phrase. It's just completely unfair. And that circles back to nationalism. And when he said that, the first time he said that, I mean, we haven't talked for a little while. The first time he said that, I thought to myself, uh-oh. And then I said, you know, I got to go look and see exactly what the definition is of nationalism. Precisely the definition of nationalism. And when I looked it up, I'm like, wait a second. I'm a nationalist. I said it the next day. I went on my own radio station here and I said it the next day. I'm a nationalist. Who wouldn't be? What great leader has ever led a country and not put that country first? What great leader has ever done that? None. Nationalist. That is what this country should be all about. We should be about ourselves first. We have the moral superiority. We do. And we always have shown that. We go out of our way to help people. We've always done that. And I'm confident that we'll always do it. But the thought that we shouldn't put Americans and American values first makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't understand why that drives everybody crazy. What is it about that? Nationalism, a loyalty and devotion to a nation, a sense of national consciousness.
exalting one nation above all others and placing primary emphasis on promotion of its culture and its interests as opposed to other nations. Yes, I'm raising my hand. That's me. I put this country first. I always have. Patriotism. The only difference between quote-unquote nationalism and patriotism is supposedly patriotism. You don't rise above in a superior type of a manner. I don't think that Trump thought that, you know, the world thinks that we're, or is going to kneel at our feet. That's not the point. Nationalism, the point of nationalism is you want to make this country the best that it can be. You want to promote this country's values. And yes, if the question comes between whether or not I think our country is better than another country, I do. I think our country is better. And if you look at the history, our country is better. We have, again, a much more giving society. We have a moral authority. We do. When somebody is in need, we're there. When somebody needs something, we are there. 99% of the time. So, yeah, the dictionary is pretty clear. I am a patriot. Me, personally. I consider myself a patriot. I get up every day, and on my daily radio program, I play the national anthem every single day. As best I can, I promote endeavors, and I try my best to, again, promote this country wherever and however I can. I consider myself a patriot. I also consider myself a nationalist. And I don't look at it ugly. And I certainly don't look at it as a race issue. Because it's not. It's not. So everyone went crazy about that. And I didn't get a chance to talk to you about that. So I wanted to throw that out there. Because you know what? Nationalists, it's not a dirty word. It's not a four-letter word. Nationalists are also populists. They consider themselves sticking up for the common working man. Right? I don't want to be part of a globalist community. I don't want to turn my back on the world, but I want to make sure that everybody in this country is number one. Before I look to help somebody in somewhere, wherever, pick a place, because we help everybody. Before I help somebody in Pakistan or Mexico or El Salvador, I want to make sure that our vets aren't sleeping under bridges and in tents. And I want to make sure that the homeless folks who have empty bellies have food. That's what I want to do first. Now, if we can do that, and eventually, if we probably can, and we have money and supplies and food and whatever left over, okay, fine, we'll help out whoever we need to help out. But I think it's probably in our best interest to help out the folks who have, you know, been born here and live here and are citizens of this country. Doesn't that make any sense? Am I making any sense? Or have I lost some of you already? So, yeah, I think our life, our way of life is better. We treat people better. We are better. That doesn't mean that I'm looking down on somebody else. It doesn't mean that other countries don't have incredibly quality folks. And I just think that when you think of it as Make America Great Again or America First, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I think that's where a lot of our liberal friends sort of miss the boat. They miss the boat on that. Because, yeah, okay, being part of a global community, sure, one country helps out another country, helps out another country, helps out another country. Why does Macron and France and all these other nations in the UN, why did they bend over backwards to try to embarrass the United States and Trump right now? Why are they doing it? Well, the question's simple. The answer's simple. It's money. We foot the bill on just about everything. So, sure, they don't want to see us turn our attention to ourselves because they want us to turn our attention to a global society. While we're doing all that, we're hemorrhaging money, $21 trillion in debt. Like I said, we've got veterans sleeping in tent cities under bridges. We've got 25 veterans killing themselves every single day. We've got an opioid epidemic that's insane. And now, if you're just tuning into the radio, you're just jumping into your car, whether you're in Vegas, Minneapolis, or Dallas, or out in California, you're just jumping in the car, tuning on the radio. Now we've got invaders at the gate. Yeah, they're here. Didn't know if you knew that. They're here. So we were wondering, I was wondering, for the last week or so, while all the elections took place and the country went from sort of red to definitely blue now again, I was wondering, well, where's this horde? Where's this horde of 15,000 strong? Where are they? Well, apparently they reached the California border, right? So I'm sorry to say Donald Trump threw, what, 15,000 soldiers down there on the Texas border? And I guess these Mexican migrants, or El Salvadoran migrants, that's more accurate, that they figured out that, well, if there are going to be issues at the border of Texas, well, go to California instead. They'll let us in. They always have. Right? And I guess they're using these large ladders and jumping over the fence, the border fence that, you know, we want to build across the border. They're just using a big, tall ladder, jumping over it. So let me ask you, did they bring these 30-foot ladders for 2,500 miles, or were they waiting there for them? Or were they supplied by somebody on the at the border? Now, my guess is they probably were supplied by somebody at the border. My guess. That's an educated guess. I'm not there, but I'm thinking that they didn't carry a dozen 30-foot ladders with them on the trip from El Salvador through Mexico to the United States. Probably not. I could be wrong, but probably not. So, yeah, we've got invaders now at the border. We've got, basically, we've got chaos when it comes to voting, and we're going to get into that a little bit. We've got a chump of a reporter hassling the president in the White House, in his own house. We can talk about that. And I guess, Hillary Clinton may run for president. So we'll cover all that. I'd love to hear from you. Again, anyone driving around, whether you're in Vegas or Oklahoma City, St. Louis, San Antonio, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 833-927-8255. Those of you who are tuning in to hear Wayne Allyn Root, Wayne will be here 8 o'clock tonight. He's got the first couple hours off. He's doing something, but he'll be back at 8 o'clock sharp. But my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in. Until then, this is, again, the USA Radio Network and War Now. We'll be right back.
Knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Token left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War Now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over over 35,000 patients worldwide, our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, no Wayne until actually 8 o'clock. We're, I guess, the third hour of the program is the best way to put it. If you're out there on the left coast, that would be 5 o'clock. If you're here on the east coast, again, that would be 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, or again, 5 to 6. He'll be back then. I'm filling in. My name is Lee Elsie, and I appreciate everybody sticking with us tonight. And I'm getting nice English. I'm getting some very, very positive, great emails from some folks out there all over the country. And Tom writes in, Wayne is our warrior, Trump warrior and defender like most of us in the United States. He explained nationalism similar a way as patriotism, love of his own nation, being protective of the nation, etc. Just like we feel it and understand, confused idiots and Soros puppets. Purposely twisted nationalism for Nazism because they are globalist and the last country in Soros and a globalist way in the U.S. So make us proud. Lee, Tom, thank you. I will do my best, my friend. Don writes in, we are unique in that our country is made up of many recently emigrated groups and cultures, and our Constitution basically gives us the right for people to continue to honor their own culture, yet don't conflate it with what's going on around the rest of the country. And again, we're considering the way things go around the world, all sorts of dog whistles, etc., and modifying the definitions of words for their purposes is unacceptable by the left. And again, that's Don. I thank you for writing in, Don. As always, you can reach me, Lee Elsie Radio. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio at gmail.com. And you can always call in 833-927-8255. So, before I get to the bottom of the hour, interesting story just popping. On Drudge, TMZ has it. Well, look who's in trouble, everyone. Look who got himself in a little bit of trouble. Well, the porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti. Again, famous for representing Stormy Daniels in her battle with President Donald Trump has been arrested for felony domestic violence, that according to law enforcement. Now, it's not funny. I'm not laughing at the domestic violence. I'm sort of smirking and chuckling about the fact this is a guy who wanted to run, if you remember, like a month ago, he was going to run for president. Then, of course, during the Kavanaugh trial, he produced some wackadoodle who made these crazy claims, and, of course, that all got taken back. But according to the report, the law enforcement sources say that Avenatti was arrested Wednesday after his estranged wife filed a felony DV report. We're told her face was swollen and bruised with red marks on both cheeks. Sources say that the alleged incident occurred Tuesday night, but there was another confrontation Wednesday between the two and at an exclusive apartment building in L.A. They're told that Wednesday afternoon, the wife was on the sidewalk on her cell phone with sunglasses covering her eyes, sobbing and screaming on the phone, "I can't believe you did this to me. I'm going to get a restraining order against you." It continues, but there are a lot of F-bombs and bad words in the rest of the article, so I'll leave that out. But there you go. Creepy porn lawyer, as he's known now from different publications, is in a little bit of hot water. So Avenatti arrested for felony domestic violence. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, I guess. So, I wanted to talk just for a couple seconds about Jim Acosta. We've all seen it, right? We've all seen the video. Listen, I'm not as devastated and impacted, affected by how he acted, right? He had the mic in his hand, and the girl went to pull it away, and I don't think he did a violent thing, right? I don't think this was a violent move. However, what he did, how he acted, how he treated the president, if I were in the Secret Service or if I was somebody on that detail, I'd have tased him immediately. I mean, he's completely out of line. And I don't know how he got away with what he got away with for as long as he got away with it. So I am 100% on board. I mean, if I were the president of the United States, he would have lost his clearance over a year ago for the way he's treated the president. He wants to make it all about him. It's not about him. It's not about him in those types of settings. And the president, not only did he answer question one, he answered question two, question three, question four. And again, I don't know about the lawsuit. I don't know if he's going to get his credentials back. I wouldn't give him. I'd fight him. I'd fight him if the fact came to it. You know, if it's a lawsuit, I'd fight him on the lawsuit. But I don't think he did anything violent. I don't think he put his hands on the girl. That's not why I would take it away. I'd take it away because he's just out of line. There's got to be some respect shown by the media to the president of the United States. Even if you hate his guts, he's the president of the United States. Didn't we hear that for 8 years with Obama? Didn't we hear that? You have to call him President Obama or Mr. Obama. You just can't call him Obama. You got to treat him with respect, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and I did. So Trump deserves the same respect as Obama or any other president that's ever held that office. So that's just, to me, that's a simple. That's very simple. You can't treat the president like that. You can't act like that. And you can't make it all about you if you're part of the press. All right, bottom of the hour. We'll sweep through that. Please don't go anywhere. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. We'll be back.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
War Now!
USA Radio News. The first group from the migrant caravan arrived at the United States-Mexico border. Now, they chose the Tijuana port of entry
Video can be seen of many of the young men climbing or standing on the wall, jumping in the United States, and then jumping back across into Mexico when they saw border agents approaching. Pete Flores is the director of the Border Patrol office in San Diego. He explains what's going to happen to the folks who claim asylum but did not take Mexico up on their offers for asylum.
In San Diego, we have a queue-in process today, a queue management process on how we handle asylum seekers today because of the impact we're already seeing at our ports of entry.
A fire official said today crews aided by cooler weather and diminishing winds have managed to slow down the spread of a massive wildfire in Northern California that has killed at least 48 people. CAL FIRE said the blaze has charred 135,000 acres and is about 35% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Weighing
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. The only Republican, real Republican state left, at least a large one, is Texas. That's it. I realize we have Wyoming and we have Oklahoma and we have Utah, but I'm talking about a real, serious, big population state. There's only one left, Texas. And then you could argue Florida's left, but only if you win these two elections for governor and senator. They're fighting for the U.S. presidential election. That's what's going on. If they could steal enough ballots and stick in their criminal communists like Gillum, they know they can control what happens in 2020. And they've already got the illegal felons now voting. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buying and sell precious metals. Boy, with what's going on, you better buy and sell precious metals. You better own lots and lots of gold and silver. Because this country's going to hell fast. They've got the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Check it out. Give them a call at 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. They sponsor this show as well as my national TV show. They are the coolest people, U.S. Gold Bureau. Thank them for sponsoring the show and writing the big checks, signing the front of the checks. 800-885-GOLD. Or find them at usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, at least until 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Western Time. Why does that screw me up so much? I mean, it's not like I haven't been on the West Coast a million different times. Anyway, Wayne will be back for the third hour of the program, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. That's the number. Love to hear from you. You can always email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com, and it's kind of neat. I'm getting some emails here already tonight, some folks out in Michigan. And talking about some different things. So again, I appreciate all that. Richard writes in, there must be a Home Depot in Tijuana. Yeah, so I think it's called, it's not called Home Depot though in Tijuana, it's Depósito de Casa. I think that's how you would say Home Depot in Mexico. In Mexico, I guess. Mexico. I think that's the right way to say it. All right, like I said, you can call us 833-927-8255. I do want to get into Hillary Clinton somewhere along the line tonight before I get the boot, but I got to get to that in a bit because I think her running for president is about as great a gift that the rest of the country can actually get, especially somebody who does what I do every single day. But I'll get into that in just a couple seconds. Let's grab a call or two. Let's go out to our own backyard here. Let's go to Chet out in Long Island. Chet, are you there?
And, you know, I listen to you every day on your show, and you've been calling for Hillary Clinton to run for the last 2 years. And you said she would, so kudos to you. It's looking like she's going to.
Well, I wasn't necessarily calling for her. I just predicted that she would run. I think she's still going to run. I do.
Yeah. Right. Now, I want to get into this nationalism topic and the terminology being used here, because I think it's interesting. Let's go back a little, Lee. Let's go back in time. Do you remember not too long after Obama was sworn in, a journalist asked him if he believed in American exceptionalism? And his answer was, I believe in American exceptionalism. I believe in Romanian exceptionalism.
Right.
I believe, and he went down a laundry list of all these different countries that are exceptional. You see, he didn't really believe in American exceptionalism was what he was saying. And that's kind of what we are getting to here with Donald Trump, is somebody that does believe in American exceptionalism. When they hear Trump say nationalism, they hear Nazism.
Mm-hmm.
So the left, as usual, hijacks a term, which they always do, you know it. They take nationalism and turn it into something that represents white dominance or outward racism, something where they can go back in time. And the brain-dead liberals in America that side with Macron and these leaders in Europe have no clue what nationalism truly is. And when you expose what it truly is and give them the definition, they say even then that it does, that they don't believe it. And by the way, when you look at these leaders in France, Macron, what's going on in Germany with Merkel, what's going on in Sweden, how can they tell us how to live our lives here in America when they have women being raped by the these outward refugees that are coming in, when the euro has plummeted, when everything that could go wrong in Europe is going wrong, and they want to criticize us because we've gone in a direction that's America first. That's ridiculous.
And I'll take it a step further. The brain dead folks, as you so aptly, perfectly put it here in the country, this country, want to follow the footsteps of our neighbors over in Europe. And you talk about the definition of being just absolutely insane or idiotic. Why would you want to follow the lead from nations that are crumbling from the inside out? Why? And by the way, for 500, more than that, for as many years as they've been around, the French could consider themselves nationalist until, of course, you know, World War I and II came rolling around, and they needed to beg for the help for the rest of the planet to save them. And, you know, the bottom line is, Chet, you're 100% right. It's the people. You know what it is? It always circles back to the people here in this country, and I'm going to get to this when we talk about voting a little later on. We have to do a better job of not only policing ourselves, but we're misinformed, and we go out and we just sometimes just don't do the right thing.
We do. I agree with you. The thing is getting everybody to get in lockstep with what you're saying, because there's always somebody that's going to come with an advert argument to your point. But the thing is, we hear Chuck Schumer just today said that not only should everybody be allowed to vote, but he meant when he says everybody, he means everyone. When he says everyone, he means illegals. Okay? And when you have that kind of point of view, you no longer love America. That's not America. When you're breaking down border walls and you're bringing in third world refugees that don't assimilate, and it bleeds into your culture, well, you're going in the direct opposite way, and you are going down the path of Europe. And even though we elected Donald Trump, this is far from over. This fight needs to continue, and you're right. We got to clean this thing up.
And it's our responsibility. We have to do it. And what makes me sad is when we have a day / night like Tuesday, where you watch it unfold in front of your eyes. You see that this cultural change is actually happening. You know, it's happening in places that you never thought it would happen. And I hate to say it, but if we lose states like Texas, I just don't know where is everybody going to run to, because there's going to be little left. It will become a more socialistic type of a society. I don't want to live in a society where everybody sort of gets a little bit, but nobody gets a chance to make it. I don't want that.
Lee, 20 years ago, they would have never said the Republicans would have lost California. So you're absolutely right. If we lose Texas, forget about it. It's over. And over here in the liberal states, you were in Connecticut, I'm out here on Long Island. In New York, we got a governor that's under investigation. He got voted back in. So you go figure it out.
Sure. Can't. Chet, great call. Thank you again out in Long Island. You want to weigh in 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, leelcradio@gmail.com. Yeah, I don't get the common sense factor seems to escape our liberal friends a lot of the time. I understand that there may be this ideal that they try to adhere to sometimes. I mean, sometimes they're lost, right? I mean, think a lot of times they just are completely so far out there that they lose their way and they can't get back to, you know, the real world. But, you know, I guess I understand in some cases there is this liberal ideal where everyone, you know, gets food and shelter and this and that. But it's, again, I go over this all over and over again. It can't be done. We cannot, we, the United States, cannot be the parents, I guess, for the rest of the world. We cannot make sure that everybody has a roof over their head and everybody has food in their belly and everybody, again, has a few dollars in their pocket. You cannot lower what we have to try to raise up what everybody else has. It just will not work. There are not enough of us, and there are too many other folks who are out there basically fighting the fight. So it cannot be done. You cannot give the world health care. It's impossible. And I understand the ideal behind that. Sure, you don't want anybody to just get sick. I don't want anybody to get sick and die. I certainly don't want kids to go to bed hungry. Nobody does. You'd be a monster if you did. But you can't you can't do it for the world. We can get to a point where we can try to help other nations, make themselves better, but I get the impression that these other countries don't want to do that. Why don't the people who are fleeing El Salvador and Nicaragua, there are thousands of them, and there are thousands of men who are leaving at record paces to come to this country. Why don't they fight in their own nation to build something like our forefathers built here in this country? Why don't they do that? Again, I understand everybody wants to come here for a better life. I get all that. I get it. I understand all that. But how about fighting for it where you are? I mean, how great would that be? Here you are living in this horrible scenario, yet you got 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 strong, 15,000 people getting ready to walk 2,500 miles to the border of this country? You trying to tell me if 15,000 people are willing to walk that far? You trying to tell me 50,000 or 100,000 people aren't ready to fight to make their country better? Now, that's something we can get behind. You want to make your own country better? Sure. We'll fight for that for you for 100%, all the way. All right, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, leelcradio@gmail.com. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root until the third hour of the program, or 8 o'clock east, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and more now.
Is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, at least until the third hour of the program when Wayne comes back, and I'll be filling in again on Friday and then next Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, where everybody... Actually, that's like the biggest party night of the year, so it'll be a lot of fun that night. Again, we're broadcasting out Vegas, Minneapolis, Dallas, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, San Antonio, everywhere in between our friends out here in Long Island. You can reach out to me at 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255 or LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Getting a few emails tonight, which is always nice. I decided to sit down. I was standing. Now I'm going to sit. I'm going to sit. But my chair. Can you hear that? It's kind of squeaky, isn't it? I got a squeaky chair. What is it? WD-40? Is that fixed to squeak? I don't know. I have like two huge thumbs for. I can't fix anything. I break everything. My wife always, breaks my stones because she says that I literally can have a piece of equipment and I will break it, and I will, that's a guarantee. Like lawn mowers and rider mowers and leaf blowers, I break them. What are you going to do? Anyway, let's go to Norwich, Connecticut, where Joe is out. Joe, you're on War Now. What's on your mind?
Hey, Lee, how's it going today, buddy?
Good, Joe. What's happening?
Hey, you know, I got it. Your screen had me all screwed up. I get in my car. I went to you at 6 o'clock in the morning today. I get in my car now at 6:30 at night. He answers the phone. I'm like, I'm saying good morning to the guy, so I'm okay.
I do
but
the
nice
same
to hear
thing.
You on. It's nice to hear you on in the afternoon, but I can't get enough of your show, brother. You're the best, man.
Joe, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You know, I wish I had more words of wisdom, but it's a pretty obvious question. You said, you know, like you said, I just tuned in, and you're, you know, like, why don't you do something in your own country? I mean, why should they? I mean, it's so easy. I mean, yeah, we're trying to make it harder on them, and I hope that, you know, it all works out that we do. But, you know, back in the day when our forefathers fought to make our country what it is, you know, it was different, and it's been different for a while. But nowadays, I mean, why should you fight your country when you could just... I mean, I'm not saying getting over here is easy.
Yep.
But once you're over here, getting in is, and why should you bother starting a revolution when you're just coming to get every, you know,
Joe, think about it like this. You know, you made a great point. You're exactly right, as a matter of fact. But you make a great point. Think about, though, let's say in the next 10 years, I don't know how old you are. Next 10 years, I may be too old. But let's say in the next 10 years, the whole country goes blue, right? It's all Democrat and Ortiz or whatever her name is wants to throw socialism at us. And Bernie Sanders, if he's still alive, wants to throw socialism at us. And what we know now is a way of life is completely gone, right? So would you go to Canada? Or if we got 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, a million strong, wouldn't you fight? You would fight because it's in your DNA, right? That's what you are about. That's what I'm about. I'd fight for my country because I'd want to take it back.
You're damn right I would, Ben.
Right? That's exactly right. So that's, I guess that's the difference between us and them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I can't say I'd be the John Connors like a determined to start this revolution. But if it was started and I could join it, you better believe I'd fight, man.
You better believe it. Joe, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it, buddy, and thanks for listening in the morning too. I do. My point is this, I'm not making this out to be this. A huge, gigantic, massive deal. I mean, I get it. There are some women who are making their way up, although, you know, they're carrying six or seven kids in tow. And am I supposed to pay for the six or seven kids? I try to say this with the most humanity and compassion as possible, but we can't do it. We cannot take the world's refugees in as a whole. We can't do it. We can't afford it. I just keep going back to the idea there's $21 trillion waiting of debt that we have to pay off. How are we going to pay that off and have everything that we want and then, again, pay for everybody's everything? And I really think that if things were to change to the point where, you know, half of the country was oppressed in this country, or more than half of the country sort of went in a way that we didn't want it to go, we'd fight for it. We've done it before. We'd fight for it again. That's what I think would happen here. That's my own opinion. That's how I would see it. So, again, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, if you want to weigh in on any of this. You know what? I'd like to hear from some folks, because I know this radio network, this fantastic radio network, USA Radio, I know it goes out to California. I know it goes out to different places on the left coast. And I mean, I don't know. This fire, I don't know how you guys feel about this. This fire is so horrible. Over 50 people now have been killed. And I know Wayne was talking about it the other night, and I know, you know, Trump tweeted about it. It was certainly a mistimed tweet as far as, you know, the reasons behind what was happening as far as the fires go and why they happened, etc. But, I mean, I don't know if any folks who are listening, if there are any radio stations out in California that are covering the USA Radio Network where people are actually, you know, in view with the fire, or have the fire has affected their lives. If there are, I'd love to hear from you. So if that's the case, I mean, it's just the devastation. It looks like in some of those places, literally a giant bomb. It's crazy. All right. My name is Lee Elsie. I am humbly filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network. The name of the show is War Now. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Again, the most friendly, caller-friendly show in the entire nation. No question about that. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com is my email address. Send me an email. Give us a call. We'll be back.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Tails.